Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Every time local story, Chicago's public health commissioner says she's now helping the city's public school leadership adjust their procedures and clarify information as they continue offering in-person education during this phase of the coronavirus pandemic.
Health Director Dr. Allison Arwoody echoes Mayor Lightfoot's concern. She says there shouldn't be 10,000 CPS students under quarantine for ostensibly coming in close contact with someone who might have tested positive for COVID-19. And she's working with school officials on what the protocols should be.
We can be in a place to do what many jurisdictions around the country, many school districts have already done in terms of making sure that when we are doing that contact tracing, we are using a definition that is the least disruptive to school as possible.
She's also concerned about messaging. When CPS announced that 500 adults and children tested positive for COVID, officials should have made clear only a relative few cases were believed to have stemmed from school. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A sad update now to a story we've been following since late last month. The LaSalle County coroner has confirmed a man's body found in the Illinois River earlier this month is that of Jelani Day. The Illinois State University graduate student's dental identification and DNA testing in comparison helped confirm the identity. Day's car was recovered in Peru, Illinois on August 27th with no license plates in a wooded area.
If you have unpaid parking tickets in Morton Grove, it's time to pay up.
The Morton Grove Police Department is urging its residents to beat the boot. The village reinstated its vehicle boot program for those who have five or more unpaid parking tickets. About 70 people received notice that they now have 14 days to pay in order to avoid having a boot on their vehicle. Sergeant Dennis Johnson tells WBBM one resident has 30 unpaid parking tickets totaling more than $10,000 in fines. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
And the Chicago White Sox are headed to the postseason for the second year in a row. This time around, they get home field advantage. The Sox beat Cleveland 7-2 to clinch the American League Central Division title. Shortstop Tim Anderson says he and his teammates didn't want the title race to drag on any longer.
You know, we wanted more than him today. And it showed. We jumped on him, 7-0 in what, the second inning. So, we wanted a lot more than them today. And, it was a fun game overall.
The news is sponsored by New Balance North Shore Highland Park. Leaders in downstate Quincy say their program offering money to people who move there for work seems to be working. WBBM's Jim Cudas live with the Newsline with a story.
Heath, Quincy Mayor Mike Trope says in just 2 weeks, the website for the program, Quincy's Calling, has had thousands of visitors and 80 people submit applications. He says interest has been global.
We've had people from England, South Africa, from India, other countries around the globe, and then across the U.S., the large metropolitan areas. We've had people from Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis that have all showed interest.
The program offers up to $5,000 in property tax rebates or $3,500 in rent rebates to people who move to Quincy and fill one of the about 700 open jobs there. The mayor says the money attracts people, but it's Quincy's cost of living, low crime, and the quality of life that convince people to move and work there. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
We're now learning more about what led to a lockdown this morning at Waukegan High School. Police were made aware of a threatening image on social media that allegedly showed two students, one of them with what later turned out to be a BB gun. Waukegan police say they've determined that the two students entered the school during an after-school athletic event. The students took some pictures of themselves with the BB gun and then left. Today, those pictures surfaced on social media.
A post on what's happening in Naperville's Facebook page prompted a lot of people to weigh in on what restaurant workers are experiencing. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
The post was made by an employee of a Panera in Naperville. She wrote, "Please be patient with us. We are severely understaffed. We understand you may be hungry, but we can only work so fast. Yelling at cashiers doesn't help you, so please have patience. Sincerely, an overworked, tired associate." There were more than 150 responses fairly quickly, most offering support and sympathy. Many noting every place is short-staffed and calling out those who are jerks. The person who made the post wrote that angry, inconsiderate customers brought her and her co-workers to tears. That from Naperville.
Mayor Lightfoot announcing the city of Chicago's latest campaign to increase the number of people getting vaccinated against the coronavirus.
On the south side, Mayor Lightfoot announced that the Protect Chicago 77 campaign aims to see 77% of Chicagoans vaccinated against COVID-19 in all 77 of the city's neighborhoods by the end of the year. Community groups will be part of the effort.
Protect 77 doesn't just call upon residents to join in this new vaccination effort, but businesses as well. That's why local businesses of all sizes who have put in place policies requiring vaccination to keep both their employees and patrons safe are invited to complete an online survey to be self-certified.
United Airlines might qualify for such a certification. Vice President Dan Lynch told the crowd it was the first to require vaccinations for its employees.
I'm proud to announce that as of yesterday, 97% of United's U.S.-based employees are now vaccinated.
Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A father has not given up hope of seeing his adult Southside daughter face-to-face nearly 3 years after she disappeared without notice.
I look forward to seeing her again.
That's Joseph Coles, the father of Kiara Coles, a black woman, a postal worker who was last seen on surveillance video outside her home in the Chatham neighborhood October 2nd, 2018. About a week after her 27th birthday.
We have a birthday party on the 24th in the Pilsen neighborhood, starting at 3 to 7. And we'll be having some more activities after that. I think like a balloon release or something at the lakefront.
Chicago police say they've run out of leads and have suspended their investigation. Early in the investigation, police had said they suspected foul play. Joseph Cole suspects the disappearance has something to do with the fact his daughter was pregnant. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Human service workers in the north suburbs say their new program, designed to make resources as close as three little numbers, is marking its second anniversary.
United Way of Lake County's 211 program has been a lifeline for tens of thousands of people since it started in 2019. President and CEO Christy Long.
In fact, last month we reached a major milestone of 100,000 contacts to 211.
Services include housing and rental assistance, free food delivery, as well as crisis and mental health services, which have been extremely critical during the coronavirus pandemic.
Many callers are feeling anxious, fearful, exhausted, with more complex situations and needs than ever before.
Lake County's 211 service can be accessed by phone, text, or by going online to 211lakecounty.org. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.